Until recently, Lloyd Kiva New's paintings remained in his personal archives in his Santa Fe home. New's widow, Aisha New, longtime champion of his legacy, provided access to hundreds of his paintings, sketches, and drawings for the exhibition Lloyd Kiva New, Art. The artworks are reflections of an artist who enjoyed painting for himself without thought of an audience. Lloyd Kiva New understood at an early age that he wanted to be an artist. By age 6, New taught himself to grind and mix pigments extracted from an exposed coal vein and experimented with accessible binders like machinery oil. In high school, New received enough recognition for his artistic talents to pursue an art career, but, he wrote, I was embarrassed to let that be known, for I feared I would lose family and community support. Artists were viewed as strange people who wore berets, were immoral, and eventually starved to death. A trip to Chicago in 1933 changed the course of New's life. He visited the Museum of the Art Institute of Chicago, where he would return to school and earn a degree in art education in 1938. New was inspired by the pre-Columbian collection at the Art Institute. I was astounded by the great cities of the Aztecs, the works in gold and silver, the murals of Bonampak, the ceramic arts, and the textiles of Peru. These were my people, wrote New. Lloyd New moved to Phoenix in 1939 to teach art at the Phoenix Indian Boarding School and encountered a desert landscape that influenced his art and design throughout his career. During his short time at the school, New accompanied Hopi artist Charles Loloma to the 1939 Golden Gate International Exposition in San Francisco, where murals were painted in the social realism genre of the 1930s, a style that remained with New during much of his life and can be seen in his paintings. In 1941, Lloyd H. New enlisted in the United States Navy. As lieutenant and deck officer, New served as the official artist for the USS Sanborn. New's role as a ship artist was extensive. He designed the boat's seal and installed a painted mural aboard the ship. While aboard the vessel from 1941 to 1945, the Sanborn traveled from port to port, and New painted or sketched what he saw. Tulagi, the Marshall Islands, New Caledonia, Maui, Honolulu, Guam, and Saipan, to name a few. These images remain the memory of the Sanborn's war journey. On February 18, 1945, the Sanborn moved troops to and from the island of Iwo Jima, where a decisive battle was fought against Japanese forces. New's first-person imagery of the Battle of Iwo Jima and perspective from aboard a landing craft provide life and color to a story primarily documented through black and white photographs and newsreels. New writes, For 6 days and nights, the crews aboard my 12 landing craft transported wounded and dead back to the outlying hospital ships. Lloyd New's wartime watercolor paintings are cherished as works of art and part of the historical record.